KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly sunny skies today with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly late this afternoon. Some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall. There's also a flood warning in effect for parts of Carroll, Guthrie, and Greene counties until 9:30 a.m. and a flood watch in effect for Cass and area counties through late this evening. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Storms that pass through western Iowa Friday and Friday night dumped more than 5 inches of rain in some areas in less than a couple of hours. Those same storms also brought straight-line winds in excess of 65 miles per hour and some pea to quarter-sized hail. Law enforcement and trained storm spotters reported to the National Weather Service hail the size of quarters fell in Carroll and Guthrie counties near the communities of Carroll, Baird, and Coon Rapids. Winds gusted up to 60 miles per hour near Crescent and Pottawatomie County and Little Sioux and Harrison County. One gust of up to 67 miles per hour was reported at the Carroll Airport at around 9:35 p.m. Friday, and a garage roof was blown off and 2 to 6 inch diameter tree limbs were reported broken in the Carroll County town of Halber at around 9:40 p.m. Thunderstorm wind damage was also reported just west-northwest of Stewart, where 6 to 8 inch diameter tree limbs were broken. Flash flooding was reported late last night in Baird and near Coon Rapids, with anywhere from 6 to 8 inches of water flowing over the roads in Baird at around 10:15 p.m., as well as on Highway 25 in that same area. The Weather Service said 5.2 inches of rain fell just west of Coon Rapids. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest early this morning of a Red Oak man. 29-year-old Zachariah Michael Holland was taken into custody at around 3:30 a.m. on charges of theft in the fifth degree, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, and a drug tax stamp violation. Holland's arrest took place following a report of a suspected shoplifter at the Cubby's convenience store on the north side of Red Oak. Holland was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. And late Friday night, authorities in Montgomery County arrested 38-year-old Jonathan Russell Terry of Shenandoah on a warrant out of Page County for driving while suspended. Terry was arrested following a traffic stop a little after 10 p.m. in Red Oak. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and then released to the Page County Sheriff's Office. Officers of the Red Oak Police Department assisted the Sheriff's Department in handling both arrests. The Atlantic Police Department reported on Friday the arrest on Thursday of 41-year-old Lisa Kapausch of Atlantic. Kapausch was taken into custody on a charge of interference with official acts during a domestic situation. She was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. A man who waded into the Missouri River near Sioux City Friday morning is presumed to have drowned. That happened a little after 4 a.m. on the Nebraska side of the river. South Sioux City, Nebraska Police Chief Scott Ford said 25-year-old Anthony Campbell was with a female friend as they waded out onto a sandbar.
He came to the opposite end of the sandbar, and it was deeper than he anticipated. She tried to grab onto him to pull him back, and she lost her balance, and he grabbed onto her, and then when he went under, he let go of her. And she said that she saw him in an eddy, caught in an eddy, and he was actually floating upstream, and then he disappeared.
Divers had not been able to locate Campbell's body as of last report. The Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors Thursday approved a $3.1 million bid for improvements to the Lincoln Highway from Council Bluffs to the Harrison County line. According to the Omaha World Herald, the roadwork comes just as the highway celebrates its centennial this summer. Work on the project is expected to begin in a couple of weeks and will likely take most of the summer to complete. It includes patching, widening in some areas, and overlaying the entire stretch of road. The project has been in the works since the Missouri River flooded in 2001, causing damage to the Lincoln Highway and other roads in the area. The federal government is paying 80% of the cost for repairs and improvements. Officials say because travel on the road will be difficult and congested once construction begins, motorists may want to use alternate routes such as Interstate 29. The Lincoln Highway is the nation's first transcontinental highway. Officials of the Lincoln Highway Association say as much as 85% of the road is still drivable in Iowa, although some of it is gravel. Elsewhere in area news, flat enthusiasts are ready to take off to Shelby County this weekend. The 68th annual Harlan Flight Breakfast will be held all weekend long at the municipal airport. The two-day event begins this afternoon. Scott Pigsley, president of the 8-Ball Aviation Club, said plane rides begin at 4:30.
We give airplane rides for $10, and if you want, we have hot dogs or brats and chips with a drink for, I think, another $3. And the airplane ride is usually about 20 minutes long. We go out around the Harlan community over to Prairie Rose, then back to the Harlan Airport to to complete a complete lap circuit for everybody to be able to see where they might live and just to get up in the air and enjoy flying.
For the breakfast on Sunday, Pigsley says if the weather cooperates, the airport could see up to 60 planes.
We usually have planes coming from different airports through Nebraska, maybe northern Missouri, a lot of central and southwest Iowa. If the weather's conducive for flying, we could see upwards of 60 airplanes.
A breakfast of bacon, eggs, sausage, toast, and a beverage will be served, with tickets $5 for adults and children 10 and under eating for $2. The planes flying in on Sunday will hang around and will be on display for you to check out, along with classic and muscle car displays. And no matter what the weather is, the Harlan Flight Breakfast will be served tomorrow morning. And a Pottawatomie County town is filling up its streets with antiques for the entire weekend. The Walnut Antiques Show began Friday morning and runs through Sunday. Vendors from around the United States will fill up the streets with all types of antiques to buy, sell, and trade. Gene Larson, post commander for the Walnut AmVets, says whatever you're looking for in antiques will be at that show.
There's lots of walking. There's 17 blocks of outside dealers. They line both sides of 17 blocks, and you can find everything you could even think of as far as antiques and collectibles, except for cars and guns, you know, and you might even find a few guns, but some military items too, but all kinds of stuff, furniture, glass, toys, tools, linens, postcards, books, magazines. I'm telling you, just about anything you can think of that's collectible is going to be here.
Larson says the show has gotten so big, one of the former food buildings is now hosting more vendors.
The AmVet Hall downtown is now full of dealers instead of a food stand, and so we've even got a few more dealers that are inside. So we have inside dealers in the Legion Hall, the AmVet Hall, and the school gymnasium now.
The annual Antique Walnut, the Walnut Antique Show continues to be a free event with no admission or parking fees, and it'll go on, rain or shine, until late Sunday afternoon. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Martha Jo Hardy, age 56 of Lewis, the owner of MJ Grocery in Lewis, died Thursday at Creighton University Hospital in Nebraska. A celebration of life service and barbecue in honor of Martha Jo Hardy will be held today from 2 until 5 p.m., at the home of Tom Sanbothy at 802 Cass Street in Griswold. Enid Wilson, age 95 of Elliott, died Thursday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Enid Wilson will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Marlene Hoover, age 71 of Atlantic, died June the 7th. Memorial services for Marlene Hoover will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Elkhorn. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Bob Rogers, age 89 of Cumberland, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A celebration of life fellowship and luncheon for Bob Rogers will be held beginning at noon on Saturday, June 22nd at the Cumberland Community Center for his family and friends. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.